This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. The debate over Arizona's new immigration enforcement laws have intensified even more in recent days now that the Obama Justice Department has filed suit against the state of Arizona. But it's not just in the Grand Canyon state where this debate is being played out, and quite passionately. Radio America's Jason Sokol explains how the very same debate is taking place in America's heartland.
Back in April, Arizona Governor Jan Brewer signed a controversial immigration bill into law, sparking demonstrations, lawsuits, and even boycotts of the entire state. But 1,200 miles away, a similar law was being considered in the meatpacking city of Fremont, Nebraska. In 2008, the Fremont City Council defeated a law that would have made it illegal to employ or rent to illegal immigrants after the mayor had to cast the deciding vote. But supporters of that law refused to back down. They began circulating petitions to get the ordinance put on the ballot, and after the signatures were collected, the Nebraska Supreme Court issued an advisory opinion stating that the law had to go before the voters. On June 21st, Fremont residents went to the polls, and 57% of them voted in favor of the immigration ordinance. In the weeks since the election, the controversy over the new law has continued and has spilled into the city council chambers. At the last two council meetings, members of groups both for and against the new law have packed the room to voice their concerns. Susan Smith is the founder of the Nebraskans Advisory Group, one of the main groups supporting the Fremont immigration law. She says she's in favor of the Fremont law because it reinforces federal law.
It's the law. It's our federal immigration law that says illegal aliens are not supposed to be in our country.
Smith also believes it will be effective in removing illegal immigrants from the city of Fremont.
If you shut off an illegal alien's income and you shut off their housing, they have no choice but to leave.
Kristen Ostrom is one of the leaders of the group One Fremont, One Future. Her group opposes the immigration law not because it is in favor of illegal immigrants, but because it is concerned about the law's effect on the city of Fremont.
What it does is increase taxes. Locally, it increases more local government, and it increases conflict.
Like in Arizona, the debate in Fremont is heated, with each side accusing the other of wrongdoing. The two sides have accused each other of acting improperly at the June 29th City Council meeting. Ostrom says she observed people counting Hispanics as they walked into the meeting and saying, quote, "the enemy is here," unquote. Smith says that she does not know who those people were and accuses One Fremont, One Future members of not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, quote, "until a veteran told them to stand and show some respect," unquote. Ostrom disputes this claim, saying everyone stood, and while the pledge was disrupted, the offenders were not from her organization.
Unfortunately, a few folks at the end of the pledge said, "an equality and justice for all white men." That kind of thing does not help our Hispanic citizens participate in democracy. It doesn't help our new Hispanic citizens learn about the democratic system.
Smith also says that she observed someone waving a Mexican flag, something that she said could create undeserved backlash against legal immigrants from Mexico.
We have a lot of Americans who are Mexican heritage who are here legally. They've gone through the rules, or their parents have gone through the rules. They're here legally, and they are Americans. They don't like being lumped in with illegal aliens.
Like the Arizona law, the Fremont immigration law faces legal challenges. Amy Miller is the legal director for ACLU Nebraska, the organization that is leading the charge to overturn the law. She says that the Fremont law is facially unconstitutional.
It targets people who might be here legally but happen to be Hispanic or have an accent. We're worried about the burdens it puts on landlords and employers who all of a sudden have to become familiar with using federal databases like E-Verify with no training or education from the city.
Although the Lincoln Journal-Star reported that the ACLU may have trouble finding a plaintiff in the case, Miller says that she has found plenty of people willing to take on the new law.
We've had a number of people come forward, landlords and tenants, both white and Hispanic people who are concerned about this. And so right now we're in the process of doing individual meetings if people who are interested in being plaintiffs, talking about what that involves, and preparing the final look of the lawsuit.
Much of the Fremont law was written by lawyers at the Immigration Reform Law Institute, a project of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, or FAIR. IRLI lawyer Chris Kobach has offered to defend the city of Fremont for free, an offer that has not yet been decided upon by the city council. Smith says that her group is in favor of appointing Kobach.
That's going to be actually our next fight, is getting the city of Fremont to hire Chris Kobach, who is the expert on this issue.
Ira Melman is the national media director for FAIR. He believes that the law will hold up in court because it does what cities do every day.
What they are doing is regulating business and commerce, which is what local governments do every single day of the week. Fremont has all sorts of laws on the books that tell businesses what they have to do in order to conduct business in Fremont or rent apartments in Fremont. And this is simply establishing local ordinances that govern how business is done and certain requirements that they're going to have to meet if they want to continue to do business in Fremont.
Amy Miller of ACLU Nebraska conceded that parts of the law may be found constitutional.
There's a mixed bag of rulings on the employment side, which says that this is not a slam dunk. But on the housing side, laws that restrict renting to people based on their immigration status, every single one of those that has been in front of a judge in America has been struck down.
No matter what the outcome, the lawsuit is likely to have painful consequences for the city of Fremont. Bob Hartwig is Fremont's city administrator. He warns that the city government will be left with a choice: 12 to 25 job cuts or massive property tax increases in order to fund their defense.
We're estimating, based on our research, that legal costs are going to run probably around $1 million a year, and we're going to propose a budget to the city council that will have, on the one hand, up to $1 million in mostly staffing cuts, and on the other extreme, it would be $1 million in new property tax revenue to pay for those legal costs.
The debate over how to handle illegal immigration is not likely to die down anytime soon. While Melman is not sure where FAIR is looking to push an illegal immigration law next, he predicts laws like the one in Fremont are likely to catch on elsewhere.
The failure of the federal government, or the refusal, more accurately, the refusal of the federal government to enforce immigration laws is having an impact at the local level, and you have local governments that are looking for ways to defend themselves and cushion the blow.
The results of the Fremont election were certified at Tuesday night's city council meeting, and the ordinance will go into effect on July 29th unless an injunction is issued. As the anger over illegal immigration rises, laws like the one passed in Fremont, Nebraska are likely to catch on elsewhere. A law modeled after the Fremont law is currently being considered in Somerville, South Carolina. These local ordinances will put more pressure on the federal government to step up enforcement of immigration laws. This is Jason Sokol of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.